want to buy it.
Say it's not for that purpose. We haven't started on the house next to it yet. Yeah. That we've been trying to figure out.
So you know Annie is one of our great legacy sellers.
Yes, that's why Heidi gave me, Heidi Dobson gave me your name, because I went to see the tiny house and we were talking about it, and she said, you know, it would be really good to talk to Annie about it, because it is, it's really amazing.
I
want to hear all about it.
I used to ride and said, look at this, look how they're doing it. It's going to be one size.
So here's an amazing gift. Is Annie saying repeatedly, my father would just kill me if I sold this. My father would just kill me. So I want to know really what that means deeply in your heart. You know, what was it that your father...
Because what we said
invested
is
invested in you and what he says. Don't tell me. Tell her.
I'm already, if you don't mind, because I was just trying to get some background. Because you have a background together.
Because when Reverend Harrison was here.
Oh, right, right.
Della was in with Reverend Harrison. And Della and I put together when Bishop Hart came. So we would write this article. I wrote this article about Reverend Harrison, because he was
I never experienced him. I never met him.
God, you just missed the most beautiful man.
He was a prophet.
Awesome. And Della, that's how Della and I got connected with Reverend Harrison, because she had him in the church involved.
Yeah.
And Reverend Harrison, I adopted as my son, he and Bernice, when they were living here in this little house and nobody in there. I tried my best to
Did
do
you
it.
Know they
really?
Lived here? Yes. I knew they lived here, but then you were still living over here?
No, I've been in Durham for 50 years.
You're going to St. Joseph for a while.
Are you still going?
No. I go to church down in the country.
You do. Oh, you've got to tell me about that. So in Chatham, or
in
where?
In Chatham, yeah.
Okay.
In Chatham. And I've been going to that church all my life. It's just that.
Oh, how nice. So you, okay, we got to, I got to get my stuff out, because I have so many questions for you. And I don't even know. I mean, you got my extensive list, I'm guessing. I had this whole list of stuff. So, but it's really up to you what you want to tell. But I want to start from the beginning, if you wouldn't mind telling me a little bit about Chatham County. So you originally were born in Chatham?
Actually, I was born in Chatham. And I tried to find this picture, but I couldn't. I had a picture of my grandfather. Name is Abraham Romus Burnett. They came out of probably Alamance County.
Okay.
And my grandfather ended up with about 144 acres of land there in Chatham County, which is now known as Burnett Circle. It's in Baldwin Township, right on Jones Ferry Road.
Mm-hmm.
So all of my my mother, it was my mother's father, it was 13 of them.
13. On your mother's side?
On my mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was born out there somewhere in the house, because everybody was in the house, right?
Yeah.
But my parents came to Chapel Hill very early, and so my daddy worked at the university.
Mm-hmm.
He went in service. He worked at the Lenore Dining Hall.
Mm-hmm.
He worked at the Carolina Inn. He worked at the university in janitorial service. And the last years of his working years after he retired, he was, we said, President Fry the Boy. That's the way we put it.
What? Explain that, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. Well, he worked for President Fry, like being his... what you want to say. He wasn't a butler, because he didn't work in the house, but he would get the mail and he would drive the
person. He's his personal assistant.
Sister,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you know, and we would say, yeah, that's President Fry the Boy. Yeah.
How did they get to know each other? How did he get to know President Fry?
Because my father, I guess, was work down there at janitorial service, and actually right there at the bell tower, in that building across from the bell tower. And I guess because my father was just a supervisor, I guess, and just he did excellent work and stuff like that, and so how his path crossed, and after he retired from there, he'd start working for President Fryder. And so when my father died in 2003, President Fryder was at his service. People say, "You mean to tell me y'all know President Fryder?"
He was quite a man.
Yes,
What did you learn about him from your father and about their relationship?
It was a very close relationship, and he really admired my father very much. My father was just an awesome man in our lives, in my mother's family lives. And when I say that, is because all of her siblings depended on my father to help them through all of their things, and he was sort of like the businessman for all of them. Even the property that we sold to Empowerment, which is 221 North Graham Street, which is just across the street. Is my uncle Billy died, that's my mother's brother, and he didn't have a will. So all of the siblings ended up with a portion of that house. Uncle Billy somehow must have had Alzheimer's. I was living in Baltimore, so I'll ramble, so don't worry.
I love it.
I was in Baltimore at the time. Uncle Billy lived across the street from my mom and dad. And Uncle Billy and my other Uncle Jane were in the military, and they helped granddaddy purchase all of that land out there. But Uncle Billy lived in the car, and he didn't have a will. So all the siblings had a piece in it. My dad, but my Uncle John, who would have been the brother to take care of that, somehow died in 79. And so my dad ended up, after Uncle John died, taking on all the responsibility of Burnett Circle. That's that
144
acres.
Wow.
Okay. And helping the siblings. It was and they then divided up among all of the heirs. My daddy continually to make sure that the taxes was paid, make sure that everything was going on. Eventually all of the siblings sold their share in that house to my father.
The house out there.
No,
the house
221.
Here. Your uncle Billy's house. Okay.
221 North Graham Street. So, and because I did have two aunts that were still had Sherry in it, my Aunt Ned and my Aunt Anna May, and then my sister and I had 40% each, so we ended up selling the house to Empowerment.
When was that?
When did we sell the house to Empowerment? So Dad died in 2003. Probably 2010 or something like that.
And
anyway, before Massenburg, probably 2010, I guess, something like that.
What made you decide to do that?
Well, because I had two aunts that still had a 10% share in the house, and my aunt Nett, that was my mother's sister, was getting older and older, and so we figured that, if she died, my sister and I would still have a whole lot of people to contend with in terms of that. So we thought that it was best that we sell the property while she was still yet alive. Mm-hmm. So she was 101 when she died. So
my goodness.
She was the last of my mom's siblings to die.
Was she the youngest?
No. My mother was the knee baby, and my aunt Elmore is the baby. And they all are gone now. But anyway, that was the house there. We still have a house, I should say. We, because I sold my share to my sister. Because she just worried me to death about that.
You said she worried you or she wore you?
She worried me and wore me to death. So yeah. I just figured I can't have her anymore. So
She lives in Northside still or not?
Oh, our house is still here. 228 North Graham Street.
Yeah.
She lives in Charlotte.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So does anybody from the family, any of your siblings, any of the descendants of your mom's side of the family?
I only had one sister.
You have one sister.
Okay. And that's Barbara. So so no. And then the house that they are talking about, the tiny house?
Yes.
Initially, that house would belong to my Aunt Goldie, which was my mother's sister. Again, like I said, when my Aunt Goldie died in 1957, like in March 1957, I will never forget it because that's the year I graduated from high school.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the year that I was getting ready to go to college, and she had cancer, and they had taken her to Oral Roberts. They were trying to, just wasn't to be. And my dad ended up with that house. That's the house, I mean, he was just a businessman.
Yes.
And was able to with no money, because I don't, I didn't make a lot of money, but I had an excellent career in nursing and made way more money than him and never been able to manage anything.
The way he did.
Never. If I did, I wouldn't have sold my houses. But I just couldn't handle it. So
what was his secret? Did he have a lot of education?
No. My mother finished probably the ninth or the 10th grade or 11th grade, but my dad didn't have probably 8th grade, something like that. He just knew that he came to Chapel Hill from Chatham County, and everybody worked at the university, and he was a barber, a real gentleman, and cut hair, everybody knew him, and he just had the business acumen to, it was just like a gift, I guess God gave
it.
It
was a gift.
It was a gift. And he was able to, and how my mother met him, I don't know, because my father grew up down in Hall River down there off of what is Mount whatever road that is down there. That was their home place down there. And there must have been, his daddy must have had five wives, so that was a lot of them in there. My dad died at age 88, and he was the youngest out of all of those 15, 16, 17 kids.
Wow.
And he managed my aunt, estate and all this. I don't know. God just was good. He just was able to do it, and he just took really good care of my mom and did all of those wonderful things, right?
In a different time, he might have been President Friday.
Yeah, he was he was awesome. Just an awesome man. But we lived, I don't know, I guess that house was built in 1932 is what the deeds say. Mm-hmm. So my dad and mother lived at 603 Craig Street. My aunt lived at 601. My aunt was not married. Mm-hmm. So everybody in the Burnett family, all of her sisters and siblings always came to her house. Mm-hmm. Her house was just a place that everybody in the family didn't have no place to go. They were at Aunt Goldie's. Mm-hmm. Her name was Goldie.
Can you talk more about those times? Do you remember that as a kid?
As a kid? Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, because she lived next door. And we lived side by side, and on the other side of us was the Joneses. Miss Noni Jones, and she had her grandchildren, Elaine and Evelyn, who were twins, and Victor and Roscoe. They were, their mother name was Nail, who lived in New York, and Miss Jones took care of them. And then on the other side of Miss Jones was the Baldwin. That was Charles, Betty, all of them. With there, and then across the street from there was the Mason, David, and all of them. And then there was David's grandmother, Miss Nettie, and Mr. Ernest, Miss Eva Farrell, Jesse, and